Number nine, stabilize population. Work toward a balance in which births plus in-migrants equals deaths plus out-migrants. At least couldn't we have, as a start, contraception made available everywhere for voluntary use? And while each nation can debate whether it wants to allow many immigrants or few immigrants, such a debate would be completely moot if immigration laws were not enforced. It's curious to me that back in the 1970s, regulation was sort of the initial focus of the recent environmental movement. And then over time, there seems to have been a backing away from the question of population limits. And I guess it got all mixed up with racism, with gender rights, with a lot of other things, and then particularly with immigration. So all of these hot button political issues seem to have made simply the counting of numbers of people fraught with all kinds of political correctness booby traps. A lot of the pronatalist and open borders rhetoric that one hears from politicians, a lot of it coming from, you know, the Wall Street Journal, the National Association of Manufacturers, it claims to be motivated by generosity. But it seems to be, to my mind, my cynical mind perhaps, it seems to be a generosity at the expense of the U.S. working class. It seems to be a generosity financed by a cheap labor policy. It sort of is amazing to me how many progressives have been very slow to understand this.